Righto, Schultzy, how was it in there? Brutal?
In there with the kids? Nah, they're good. I'm a little bit used to kids now, so nah, it's great that the boys can get out at different times and try and cover as many schools as we can in SA and, you know, just give a little bit back. We all remember when we were kids and our footy heroes came out and spoke to us, so it's great for all the boys and, you know, it's great reality and, you know, it's good and the kids love it. So.
Who were yours? Who came to your school?
I had Tyson Edwards came to one of mine, which was funny because he ended up coaching me, but and he was actually always a bit of a hero of mine. It was an interesting time when he first came to coach the club, actually. I was in a little bit of awe still as an older fella, so yeah, he was the one that I remember.
So it seemed like a bit of fun in there. How was it down the club?
Yeah, look, it's what everyone else is thinking. It's frustrating, it's hard, you know, it is what it is, unfortunately, and we try and do our best to stay positive and try and fix the problems that we've got, and we try and move forward each week, and we try and get a win each week.
Going from right now, what outcome are you guys looking at for the rest of the season? What's a good outcome for Port Adelaide?
Oh, look, we can't look too far ahead. You know, we don't have the luxury of that, nor do we, you know, deserve to look too far ahead. We need to focus week by week and try and play our best footy each week against the opponent that we've got each week. So we'll study them, whoever it may be, and we'll try and figure out the best way to beat that side and, you know, in the weekend coming. So that's our goal this week, is just to, you know, we need to obviously consistency of effort and playing tough footy inside is an absolute, you know, key and start to the way we play anyway and our defence. So you know, they're the main things that we go into each week, and then we, you know, try and figure out as best we can how to break the opposition side down.
Could be some good news with you getting through okay on the weekend. You copped a bit of a shiner there, though.
Yeah, it's not too unfamiliar for me, though. So yeah, a bit of a diving mark and a clumsy backman falling into me, but that's no, it was good. It was great to get back out there again. It's been a bit of a long road, and you know, it's always hard sitting on the sidelines watching the boys, and all you want to do is get back and help out. So it was fantastic to get out there again and have a run around, and you know, hopefully I can be back with the ones guys you know, sooner than later and try and help them out as well.
You think the bye week in Richmond at Adelaide Oval, is that a realistic time for you to be making your comeback into the first team?
Oh, look, I'll certainly be putting my hand up, and you know, now that I'm back playing it, in the AFL side, and I'll be doing everything I can training-wise and preparing myself to come back into that side, and you know, I'll leave the rest up to the coaches.
And you're harbouring ambitions to play on next year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I really feel like regardless of what's happened, you know, recent times before that, you know, I played, you know, 3 years of footy where I didn't really have an injury at all, miss a game, and you know, my back feels fixed and feels good and feels strong, and you know, I really feel like I've got some unfinished business with the boys here as well, and I'd love to continue to play.
With the bye week, do you guys do a lot of stuff together? Do you do it separately? Is it a bit of soul searching, or just kind of taking a step back from everything?
It's more a mental break as much as it is a physical break for all the guys across the league. And, you know, some guys will go away, some guys will spend time with family, some will spend time together. It's whatever they feel like they need. And we try and come back as best we can. We try and not forget about what's happened, but certainly give ourselves a bit of a freshen up mentally as well as physically. So the boys are looking forward to it, as everyone does throughout the whole league. So it's good for the players all around the place, and it certainly, I think, refreshes the competition in the second half of the year, which is great.
Is it a good time for the bye for you guys? Would you rather be getting straight back out and kind of trying to redeem yourselves, or is it good to have a break and, you know, as you said, come back refreshed?
Oh, look, it is what it is, and you don't get to pick and choose when you have your buys, so you just take them for what they're worth, and when they are, you just try and use them as best you can to best prepare yourself for the second half of the year.
Talk about next year, maybe like last year, a couple of years back, let's talk about you going to Fremantle and that sort of stuff. If you intend to play them, you do intend to play them, is it certain to be here?
I'll stick around with Port Adelaide as long as they want me here still. So, you know, I've played 7 years here now. I don't have any intentions of going anywhere else. I love the footy club. I love all the guys that are here. And like I said, I feel like I've got unfinished business here with the boys and really want to, you know, help them get right back up the top and hopefully win a flag.
Is the doom and gloom of what's happened this year, is it overplayed? Like, obviously from the outside it seems that way, but from the inside, is it as bad as it looks?
It's as frustrating as it looks. And I can understand that our fans and everyone else gets frustrated with the way we're playing and our consistency over the season and probably the last 18 months has been the frustrating thing. And it's been frustrating as much, you know, for the fans. It's probably more so frustrating for the players themselves. And they're trying their hardest to fix and come with a consistency of the way they play each week. They take great pride in their efforts and the way they play. So they don't ever want to fluctuate and be up and down. But unfortunately, they have an opposition each week, and sometimes that can happen. And I can not say any more that the guys are trying their absolute best to try and fix what's going on so that they can be more consistent throughout the year.
And obviously, love playing for Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys have never been any other way. There's no change in belief or in this playing group or coaching staff that we've got right now. And the guys are still trying to all push together. We're all in it together as one, you know, as a club and as a whole supporter base as well. We're all trying to drive the club forward, and you know, we need everyone behind us doing the same thing.
You spoke of your own frustrations looking on, understandable. What have you made of the way sort of the forward lines just had to adapt into a bit of a makeshift lineup?
Yeah, look, you've got to try and take some absolute positives, you know, in the way that some guys have come in to our side. We've had a lot of young guys come into our side, and we've had a fair few senior guys go out at both ends of the grounds, which, you know, it's not an excuse, but it can certainly disrupt, you know, a team, and hopefully we get a few of them back in the second half of the year. But at the same time, guys like Youngie and Dusty Boone-Jones and Logan Austin now, who's come in as well, they're doing a fantastic job. You know, it's really good for their development as well as it is for the footy club, and it's good for our fans to see that we've got young guys coming through that can do the job as well. So I think the main things about us is just our consistency of what we put out each week, and we need that to not fluctuate as much, and we'll be a much better side.
Do you reckon there'll be a few difficult conversations at the end of the year?
Oh, there always is. You know, footy clubs are never a fun time at the end of the season whenever you finish. It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately, so what can you do? It's the way it's always been.
Mate, just back to the forward line, the good news of your return kind of coincides with the bad news of Dougal Howard's knee reconstruction. How's the big fella going?
Yeah, look, obviously anyone that does a knee is extremely flat, and he'll do his best, and the boys will throw their arms around him as best they can and help him out, you know, with that. It's going to be a long period of time for him, but like I said, we'll do our best to help him out. And he's a positive and a funny kid as well, and he's really sarcastic, and I don't expect that to change too much. He's a young fella. He's, you know, we've got some really good young guys around the place as well, and our young groups that have come in over the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, they're really tight with each other as well, so he'll have support wherever he looks and wherever he needs it. All the boys are only ever a phone call away. So surgery went really well though, which is fantastic, and you know, he'll rest up now for a month or so, and then he'll get back into his strength program.
Boone Jones been the highlight for you?
Look, it's probably him and Youngie, you know, two guys at either end of the ground, and both been given opportunity, not knowing what was going to come, and it's been fantastic, and it's of no real surprise. Both guys are both hard-nosed players, and you know, and they just want to have a crack, as young guys do all the time. So it's fantastic to see what they've been doing, and you know, they've made their spots their own, which is fantastic as well. You want guys to grab the opportunities when they get them, and then it's up to the coach to have the difficult decisions.
Thank you.
Thanks. We might just get
to work.
That should have been.